Welcome to You Are From God, where we open the Bible and learn to see the image of God in ourselves and the people around us. I'm Scott Taylor.
And I'm Tyler Hall. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome back to the You Are From God program, brought to you by the West Mason Church of Christ. I am Scott Taylor, and with me on the program today is Jacob Taylor. Jacob is the summer intern with us this summer at the West Mason Church of Christ, and we are blessed to have him with us as he's working with Tyler and myself. Jacob, today we're going to be looking at one of the Psalms, and it's a beautiful psalm that we can find much comfort in. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about that psalm?
Yeah, Psalm 46 is the God, the refuge of his people. And so to get started by reading the first three verses, it says in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth shakes and the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake and its swelling pride. So we can see from these first three verses that even though that the earth shakes, that the mountains slip and into the heart of the sea, that the waters roar, that we can take refuge in our God, and through the trials and tribulations of this life, that God will take care of us, and that we have the hope that God gives us.
Yeah, you think about the things that are mentioned here. God is our refuge, our strength, amazing, very ready to help in trouble. It's just an awesome verse. And then he kind of gets into this unstable environment that he lays out here. The earth shakes, the mountains slip, the waters roar, all those things happen. And he keeps saying, though these things happen, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, all these things occur, God is going to be stable. God is going to be there. He is our refuge. So even though you may be in the worst case scenario situation, God is going to be the one that's going to be able to take care of us, especially when you're dealing with, in this particular case, these three verses that he talks about, nature, things that happen in nature. Even those difficulties that we go through in this life that are absolutely out of our control, we can find refuge in God, and we should find comfort in that fact. He goes on, and he'll talk a little bit more about here, this next couple of verses, 4-7, Jake, and he talks about really the next step when he starts getting into the nations.
Yeah, to read those verses, verse 4, there is a river whose streams make the city of God happy, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nation made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth quaked. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. So again, especially verse 7 was very big to me, that the Lord of armies is with us. The power that God has is so amazing. And that he is going to be our stronghold, as they'll say at the end of verse 7, that we can trust in our God's power and strength through all the different trials or tribulations that may come our way.
You think about verse 6, the nations made an uproar. You think about the armies coming from the nations, the things that are happening in this world that happen all the time. It's very chaotic, obviously. But to your point in verse 7, when he talks about the Lord of armies, you can have the biggest army you want. Now we're talking about God's army. God's army is above all the other armies that are out there. So verse 4, as he says, the city of God is happy. He's protecting his people. We are dwelling in his midst, and we're able to find safety and a stronghold because of him. It's not because of us. It's not because of the people of Israel at the time. It was because of God. And obviously the people were obedient unto him, but he certainly is the one that took care of them, even in the midst, again, of these things that are scary. Their struggles, their difficulties, the valley of the shadow of death, however you like to word him, the giant, however you like to look at it from that perspective. But to your point, verse 7 is what it comes down to. The Lord of armies is with us. There's no greater comfort than that, to understand that he is going to take care of us, and he's going to be the one that's going to watch over us, and he is going to be the one that protects us. Now, he ends this psalm by going back to really where it all started from, this idea of just continuing to watch over us.
Yes, verse 8 starting says, come behold the works of the Lord, who has inflicted horrific events on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot with fire. Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. So as we can see again that he ends verse 11 the same way he ended verse 7, with the God of Jacob as our stronghold. The fortress, the stronghold, refuge, whatever word you like to use, is something that we can have in our God. And also, I think that's very interesting for verse 10 is that stop striving, know that I am God. God's going to take care of us. God is on his throne, and that God is going to provide for us, and that he will be exalted in all the earth, that we don't have to worry about things that are going on because God will take care of us. God will provide.
It's interesting that the word stop, as you just brought up, stop striving, you get the idea of what we would say, relax. You got to relax. Let go. Let go of what the struggles that you're dealing with and know that I am God. That's the hard part. This psalm really comes down to verse 10, the first part, because if we have that kind of trust in him, then we're willing to go through the various trials. We're willing to go through the things, not because we're going to enjoy them, but because we know God is with us and he's going to help us through those difficulties that we go through in our lives. If you don't, stop striving is a very difficult thing to do. It's hard to relax. It's hard to let go when you don't have that kind of confidence in God. And I'm not trying to make this sound like it's a very simple thing to do. That there's no question that it takes the work on our part to make sure that we have that relationship with him. But this is the power that God has. He is the one that is able to be with his people, to exalt them, as he goes on in verse 10 and talks about, and the opportunity that we have to be a part of his stronghold. That's the key for us. The other thing, Jacob, that we see here, I think is fascinating, is that we see his control in verse 9. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He can stop things. It's amazing the power that he has, even in the midst of things that may view to be very, there's no way for us to stop them. God can, and we need to have that kind of faith in him that he's willing to do that and to truly understand how powerful he is. There's other passages, obviously, throughout the scriptures that will talk about this, and we need to be reminded of those things. I think of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Why don't you talk a little bit about what happened over in Isaiah 6?
Yeah, Isaiah 6, the king of Israel at the time had died, and it says in the first verse that it says that God is on his throne, and that God is, even though through the midst of a trying time or a time that is seems hard for the Israelites, that God is on his throne and is going to be glorified. We can also see, to mention another verse, 1 Thessalonians 5 in verse 16, where it can say, rejoice always. Again, I will say rejoice, that God will take care of us through all trials and through all problems. And even to point out a song that we sing a lot, I know at least at West Mason, The Battle Belongs to the Lord, that we can worry, but at the end of the day, God is the avenger, as the Bible will talk about. God will take care of it, and the comfort that we can have that the battle isn't ours, that the battle is God, and God will provide, as in Genesis, he'll talk about with Abraham when he is willing to offer Isaac as his the sacrifice, and God provides the ram caught in the thicket for the sacrifice, that Abraham will say, God will provide. He'll name that place, God will provide, Jehovah Jireh, a name for God. And so we can, in the midst of trials that I keep saying or tribulations, that God will provide for us and will take care of us.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing. Isaiah the 6th chapter is such a neat thing, to your point, that he's talking about a king. You know, for us, it could be a boss, it could be a president, it could be a lot of different things today in our country that has off the throne now, but it does never changes what God is. God is always on the throne. He's always the one that is striving to be with us. And the question is sometimes if we're willing to look at that throne or if we're looking at the other throne. But when he is in his stronghold and we have the ability to be in his stronghold, he's on the throne and he certainly is going to take care of us. Hopefully this will help you this week after listening to this podcast. Just something to think about as we go throughout this world in the darkness, that God is still on his throne. God is still offering the stronghold for us, the refuge for us. And the question is whether or not we want to be in it. And so if we can help you with that, we would love that opportunity. But just never forget that you are from God.
Thanks for listening. Show your support by leaving a review on your podcast app and share this episode with someone you want to encourage. If you have questions or would like to get in touch with us, go to youarefromgod.com. That's youarefromgod.com.